This is lecture module 3 of topic number 1. The sixth characteristic is for an athlete not to get upset when criticized by other athletes. When negative reactions are directed toward an athlete, it may not necessarily be justified. It may be purely a social skills inadequacy on behalf of the critic. That inadequacy is prevalent in young athletes. Social deficiency in others are ignored by champion athletes because if they were heeded, the quality and quantity of training would be compromised. Champion athletes do not let others' negativism drag them down. So this is what it means for an athlete. Learn to ignore negative reactions and behaviors of other individuals. A good coping skill for negative interactions is to immediately terminate the situation and execute some positive self-reflection. Reflection involves thinking of a number of features of the sport that you do well, while imagining them clearly and extensively. The intensity and duration of that imagery should be sufficient to counteract the effect of the external negativism. The seventh feature is to offer constructive and positive advice to other athletes. This feature has been partly covered in the items we've already discussed. What it indicates is that champions attempt to be positive and constructive when helping others. That positivism increases the likelihood of the athlete being liked and will decrease the stress, if any, of the sporting situation. What it means for an athlete is that when interacting with other athletes in sport-associated matters, offer constructive and positive advice. It is better to offer no advice and make no comment if it's not possible to say something positive. The eighth feature is to accept advice from other athletes. Champions accept advice from other athletes. By doing so, the source of information about the sport is expanded. Quite often there are performers of less than champion standard who have greater insights into the sport than the champions themselves. This is because the extra demands they have been challenged with require them to tap into elements in an attempt to improve. That challenge often is greater than that required of natural champion athletes who go on to achieve very high performance levels with relative ease because of their natural potential. Research has shown that peer instruction is more influential and effective for athlete learning than is coaching. It can be postulated that champions have realized this and exploit its value by accepting advice from other athletes. This is what it means for the athlete. It is beneficial for you to periodically ask other athletes' assessments of your performances and participation in your sport. If advice is offered in an acceptable form, that is, it is positive and constructive, accept it gratefully and consider it seriously. The ninth characteristic is to offer help if asked to do so by other athletes or the coach. This feature verifies that champions are willing to assist their teammates and contribute to the sporting environment in general. The opportunity to instruct actually produces behavior change and an increased understanding in the teacher. Thus, by performing an instructional role, champions employ a form of self-education that allows them to conceptually clarify and present understandings about their sport. That is a beneficial effect for the champion. The implication for an athlete is this. If you're asked to instruct some activities associated with the sport, seize the opportunity to do so. The act of instruction will force you to clarify and concentrate on concepts associated with your sport in a positive way, and that will contribute to your own performance enhancement. This completes lecture module 3.